the WYSL stations present an hour of truth for the battered but proud people of the Empire State. From the financial and entertainment epicenter of New York City to the sleeping and empty small cities and towns of upstate, which once bustled with manufacturing, mining, and farming. We all know from inspiration, history, and nature, we deserve a return to the success and growth of generations past, a birthright being squandered by corruption in Albany, and the depredations of an insecure, scheming mountebank posing as governor, who loathes both us and himself. As liberty beckoned to enslaved peoples behind the Iron Curtain via American broadcasts after World War II, we now say, believe, rise, and join us. Welcome to Radio Free New York.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me here at Radio Free New York, where we talk about all of your rights all the time. I am here live in the WYSL studio, and we're live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube as well. Normally, Bob Savage is with me, but today, this afternoon, he's not. And to be honest with you guys, I actually intended on taking today off. I didn't plan on doing the show. I had told Bob that, you know, I was going to take a break this week. And then, you know, that was before the election. Then the election came around, results came in, and the day after, I realized I can't stop. I've got to keep going. We've built up a tremendous amount of momentum. You guys have supported me throughout this, and I didn't want to stop. So here I am. I'm here for you guys. I'm here to be with you guys and to talk to you guys about what happened and about what the steps are to move forward. So before I get into that, though, I always encourage you guys, please comment, post, share. Like I said, we're live on social media, and also call in. If there's something you want to talk about, give us a call. That number is 585-346-3000. If you're outside of the area, give us a call. That's 866-552-1009. So please feel free to call in. We've got the phone lines up and ready to go. Last week we talked, Monday. So last week we did an episode on Friday, our normal time. Monday we did kind of a special election edition of the show to talk to you guys right before Election Day. And essentially we just talked about different pieces of the platform. Larry called in. Larry definitely gave us some things to think about before the election. And we just, you know, had a good time like we normally do. But one thing that I really do want to start with in this episode is I want to thank each and every person who went out and voted. And when I say each and every person who went out and voted, I don't just mean those of you who voted for Larry and I. Obviously, if you did vote for us, thank you so much. That's amazing. Those of you who didn't, thank you for participating in the process. Do I wish you voted for us? Absolutely. But I know that the vote I cast on Tuesday, I did in good conscience. I knew I didn't compromise my principles. And for those of you who didn't vote for us, I hope you feel the same way. If you don't feel that way, then hopefully you don't make the same choice in the future. Because if there's something that we saw this time around, it was a few things. One, the polls were wildly off. Again, wildly off. And some of these polling companies, I know I'll never use again. That's the first takeaway I've got from that. I mean, the polls on TV, the polls in the media, the polls from Siena even, you know, all of these polls were very, very inaccurate. And that really goes to show us that the voter makeup is changing significantly and polls are just becoming terribly unreliable, terribly unreliable. So that's one thing that I definitely took away from this. The other thing I took away from is I was just so happy with my decision, and so many people have sent message after message after message that they were happy with their decision too. And I got a lot of other messages. I got a lot of messages from people that said, wow, you know what? You were right. Red Team wasn't in it to win it. They just wanted their ballot line. And I see that now. So I'm glad that people saw that. I'm glad that people are being educated. I wish they saw it before the election. I wish they did. Here's the thing, guys. You probably have heard throughout the entire election cycle the idea of splitting the vote. And, oh, no, we can't vote our conscience because we'll split the vote. I tell you what, Cuomo took 58, almost 59%. I don't care how you split up 41%. That did not take a win. That did not take a win. And what I take away from that is this. I take away from this election that hope in New York State was not good enough. Too many people were absolutely terrified and voted out of fear. They did, which is why you see the results that we saw. People did not vote for hope in New York. People voted against Trump in New York. And that's the takeaway from this election, 100%. People voted against Trump. They didn't care how awful Cuomo is. They didn't care about how bad our education was. They don't care about how high our taxes are. They don't care about how high our crime is, how low our freedom is here in New York. What they cared about was voting against Trump. And on the other side of things, you see a lot of Republicans who voted out of fear against Cuomo. They didn't vote for the rights that they wanted. They voted out of fear of a third Cuomo term. So fear was the motivator for this election. I wish that wasn't the case. I wish things weren't so bad that people chose to vote for fear instead of hope. But that's what we got out of it. I see people are commenting in, holy crap, a ton of comments, people with thumbs up, people saying they're looking forward to making freedom better in New York. A really, really long comment here that I can't read right now. And people talking about, yeah, the polls. The polls were extremely misleading. I mean, here's the thing. The Red Team was releasing polls that they paid for showing that they were within 2 points of victory. Yeah, that didn't happen. That didn't happen at all. So hopefully next time this happens, another 4 years from now, when you see those polls and when you hear from your team, this is the year, we're going to win this time, I hope you look at that and go, yeah, I've heard that one before. Heard that one before. And it wasn't the case then. It wasn't the case 4 years ago. It wasn't the case 8 years ago. And it wasn't the case before then either. So I really, really hope that you guys take a look at this, walk away from this, and see what's really, really happening here in New York State. Because what's happening here in New York State is this. Red Team is getting closer and closer to Blue Team every election they run. Every election they run, it's more and more establishment, more and more to the left. I gotta tell you, I'm not about that. I'm not. Shannon Joy calls it out how it is all the time. She calls the two parties the unibrow because there's nothing dividing them anymore. And I gotta tell you, I see it more and more every day, which is why people aren't coming out to vote. It's why gun owners aren't coming out to vote. It's why property owners who are paying high property tax, they're not coming out to vote. People who have small businesses who are paying through the nose and licensing and fees, they're not coming out to vote. The reason is there's a less and less difference between the two major parties every single year. Now, that does bring some good news, though. Good news is, although it wasn't necessarily our goal, the Libertarian Party has ballot access now. That's right. There's a new line in the Board of Elections. That's the Libertarian line. But before I talk more about that, we have Carrie on the line. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Andrew. I just wanted to say thank you for speaking up, and I believe it's my post that you couldn't read because it is kind of long. I had to turn off the speaker, so to speak, so I can't hear what you're saying. But I think the point that needs to be made is Larry and you, actually, it wasn't just hope. It was you were running for freedom for the people of New York State. And the Post, what I think people need to realize is the question to ask the party is 4 years ago, why did they take Trump away from us? I don't want to have to just totally read all this, but in case everyone forgot, in 2014, we had a 2A candidate who would have gotten rid of the SAFE Act by executive order. That candidate was Donald Trump. He was going to have to primary against Rob Astorino because that's what Ed Cox wanted. And instead, Donald did not have the time to go around the state and do a primary. For April 1st, 2014, he actually flew in just for the rally in Albany. That's where I personally first met Mr. Trump.
Yep. And that's actually, I met him there as well because I was at that rally in Albany. Yep, I remember.
Yeah. And it's just a matter of 4 years. We had a good candidate. Why did the party leadership take that away? And then they didn't even support Astorino. Neither did the NRA. I remember all this. It was like the 11th hour push for Astorino. And here we had a good candidate. He would have done an executive order to get rid of this SAFE Act. I believe Donald Trump would have been a good governor, even if he was going to maybe bow out and run for president 2 years later. That's okay. We needed him. But the question is, why did the party stop this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think many Republicans need to ask themselves that question. And maybe not even, like, certainly that, but that was 4 years ago. So now we are 4 years earlier. And I hope that people ask that question often. Why did my party leadership do this? Why did my party leadership choose to run candidates that have no interest in freedom, that are not pushing for our Second Amendment rights, who aren't pushing for our individual liberties, our property rights? Why are they choosing to allow candidates to run under their name who don't represent Republican values? I think every Republican in the state should be asking that question and should really consider, you know, what the answer might be and what they should do about that. Because what I see happen time and time again, and I just keep seeing this, and I saw this on Facebook earlier this morning. Somebody said, you know, we just need to find candidates that are so moderate that people can't tell the difference. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? If you keep doing that, you're going to keep getting candidates. If they go out there and say they don't support your rights, and then you elect them into office, and then you're surprised that they don't support your rights, we only have ourselves to blame for this. So we'll come back after the break here on Radio Free New York.
This is Bob Savage for Schulteis Sporting Goods in Arkport. People from all over the area have been coming to Schulteis for over 40 years. They're an experienced gun shop offering gunsmithing, repairs, and custom work. Schulteis has a great selection of new and pre-owned guns, a large inventory of handguns, and great prices on ammo. Schulteis offers free appraisals. They buy collections, and trades are welcome. Open Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m., Schulteis Sporting Goods, Main Street in Arkport.
Take it, Tony.
How's that, Pete?
Terrific, man. Hold on. Hello?
Honey, we need help. The house is freezing.
Oh, man, now I really got the blues.
What's the skinny, Pete?
Furnace won't fire and the house is freezing. What am I gonna do, brother?
Call Taylor, 500-HELP. Their heating experts will fix things up and have you singing in no time.
500-HELP? Now that's a hot number.
I think I'm really getting it, man.
Call Taylor, 500-HELP.
You're listening to Radio Free New York
on the WYSL stations.
All right, guys, here we are. I'm back on Radio Free New York. We're talking about just post-election, what's going on, what people are thinking, what people are feeling. I noticed in the comments a few people have brought up the red flag laws And that is something that Cuomo and his administration were pushing before this election. They've basically said they're going to start ramming that through. And this morning on the news, I didn't get to read the full article, but people are talking about it in the comments. I did hear it briefly on the way in that in Maryland, there was a guy shot by police who were enforcing the red flag laws. So for those of you who are not familiar with the red flag laws, let me give you just a really, really brief overview of what they are, what it means, and what it would look like if this is passed in New York. So red flag laws, essentially the ones being proposed in New York, would create a secret police staffed by teachers and public education. So what does that mean? That means, say your child, say you take your child hunting with you. I had my hunting license at 12 years old. I was out in the woods with my father and my grandfather starting when I was 12 years old. And you don't even have to be that young. You know, kids are out hunting at all ages, and it doesn't have to be hunting. Say it's watching television, playing video games, whatever it may be. Your child goes to school. Maybe in their weekend journal, they say they went out in the woods and went hunting with their dad or their grandfather or their mother. Or they draw a picture of a detective or an FBI agent, and there's a gun in that picture on their homework. Teacher looks at that and goes, that could be a red flag. I'm going to report this. It gets reported. It goes up to a judge and they go, yeah, we're going to err on the side of caution. Take away the guns from that household. Police show up at your door. They take away your firearms. No due process, no appeal, nothing. You lose your firearms. You lose your rights over literally nothing, nothing at all. Here's the thing that people often don't talk about with red flag laws. The police showed up at your home to take your firearms. What's the next step? Taking away your children. Yes, that's right. CPS gets involved. Firearms were confiscated from your home by court order. Yes, CPS gets involved next. You lose your children too. You lose your children also. So think about this for a second. Red flag laws create a secret police with no due process, no appeals, where you lose your rights and your family members. These laws are awful. And in the case of the man in Maryland, he didn't lose his rights and his children. He lost his life. So we really cannot allow this to happen in New York State. We cannot allow it to happen. We need to get together. We need to band together. We need to call our assembly people, call our senators, call Cuomo's office, and we need to say, do not pass this law. Do not pass this law. And when you call, and yes, I'm saying call, don't just share a Facebook post. Don't just comment on somebody's feed. Don't even just mail a letter. Do all those things, but not just those things. You need to call. You need to give them your name and your zip code so they can look you up in the BOE file and see if you're a voter. Because I got news for you. If you're not a registered voter and you're calling to complain, they're not listening. If you're a registered voter and you're not showing up to vote, they can see that. They can see the last 10 years of your voter history. If they don't see you showing up to vote, they know that they're not going to listen to your voice. It's sad to say. It's terrible to say. But that's what you need to do. That's one of the reasons it's so important to vote every single year. Not just every 4 years when the president comes up for election. Not every 4 years when the governor comes up for re-election. No. Every single year there are there are local seats up for election, whether it's your town council, your county legislator, your assembly, your senate, all of those and more, different judicial seats and town justices. If you're not voting, they'll know. They'll know because the Board of Elections provides your voting record as public record. Now, it doesn't say who you voted for. It just says whether you showed up and voted or not. That's it. And based on that information, those are called prime voters. That's what they're called. If you show up and you're not a prime voter, they're going to go, well, this person's opinion maybe matters, but this guy over here who's voted every election for the last 10 years, I know he's going to vote. And if he says he's going to vote me out of office, he's going to vote, and he's going to vote for my opponent. That is one of the ways that you start enacting change in this state. It's by voting regularly and voicing what you want those elected officials to do. So one of the other things that I want to talk about, I talked very, very briefly about victories in this last election. And I know that's really hard for some people to think about, the fact that there could have been some victories in this last election. But there were some small victories that we shouldn't ignore. The first is Libertarian Party is now a real party in New York. They now have ballot access. So you better believe that those unopposed races that pop up all across the state, you should run. You should run. If the person running is opposed or unopposed, I don't care. But absolutely, if it's an unopposed race and you know that that person is not doing the right thing, I encourage you to consider running. I encourage you to stand up for your beliefs and to run against whomever it is that isn't doing the right thing. Because what we have in New York today is a failed strategy to take our freedoms back. It's a failed strategy. It's been being used now for 20 years, and it has not worked. And that strategy is this. Pick a candidate who usually has money. That's usually what it is. They have some sort of funding, some sort of connection, some sort of money. That candidate gets picked to run. They don't get picked based on their beliefs, their principles, and what they're going to do. They get picked based on whether or not they have enough money to run the election. And then we are told to support these candidates, even though they don't believe in our beliefs, they don't believe in our individual liberties, they don't believe in our Second Amendment rights. They're ready to compromise all of that stuff away for their personal political agenda. And then when they get elected into office, we as the people have the audacity to say, huh, why'd those guys vote for the SAFE Act? I thought they were Team Red. I thought they were going to represent our rights. Yet at no point in time did they ever say that they were going to support our rights. They never gave us a reason to believe it. And we just assumed because they went through a party that they must have those rights. And people think that's the way to get our rights back. It's not. That's how we've been losing our rights year after year after year in this state. We now have decades of failure built up in the state. And that's failure on many levels. That's failure to win statewide offices. That's failure to keep and protect our counties. That's failure to keep people in our state because we're losing 100,000 New Yorkers a year. That's failure to protect small businesses in our state. Failure to protect our Second Amendment rights. Failure to protect ourselves from ridiculous licensing and fees and taxation. This type of political strategy has failed us. We can't do this anymore. We can't. We have to look at it differently. We have to choose to support people who are actually going to stand up for change, not just somebody who is going to support a party, because that hasn't worked. That might work in other states. I don't know. That might even work in some towns or some counties. It's possible. But clearly in New York, this strategy has not worked, and we are way worse off than we have ever been. So that's my piece on that. That's my rant. Sorry if I'm going on and on that. I feel very strongly about it. I think that is just the number one thing we need to do. And I'm going to ask you guys to do something here. I am. I want you to make a commitment to yourself and to your family and to anybody else that you care about that you don't want to leave New York State. I want you to make the commitment that you won't compromise your rights and your principles for a win. Because I truly believe that's why we are where we are today. So make that commitment to yourself and tell somebody about that commitment. Because once you tell somebody, that's what makes it real. So tell a friend, tell a family member, say, I'm not going to support somebody who doesn't support and believe in my principles and my value. And I won't do this just for a win. I'm not making that compromise anymore. You start doing that, we will start to change this state. All right, guys, we're going to take a break here. So we will be back in a few moments. You're listening to Radio Free New York.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
You're listening to the Voice of Liberty. AM 1040 Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 Rochester, FM 95.5 Spencerport, and WYSL1040.com everywhere.
At Family Furniture in Perry, get everyday savings without big chain store hassles. Find out why Family Furniture is the shopping destination for thousands all over the region. For the best prices, quality, and selection on name brand sofas, bedroom and dining room groups, recliners, and motion furniture. You'll also find great financing deals for qualified buyers and quick, convenient delivery. Instead of the big Rochester showrooms, take a quick drive to Family Furniture in downtown Perry, serving you for over 65 years. Open Thursday and Friday nights till 7, Saturdays till 4.
All Seasons Wine and Spirits, East Main Street, Avon, offers the largest selection of New York State wines in Livingston County. Enjoy New York wine tasting every Friday. Save 15% on a case. You can mix and match. Open daily. All Seasons Wine and Spirits in Avon.
You're listening to Radio Free New York
on the WYSL stations.
Can't I get you to sing just a few bars of Empire State of Mind?
Oh, that's a campaign killer.
All right, fine. We're going to go to the end of the debate.
Unless you come to the show.
All right, we're done.
Those are the words of Governor Cuomo in the duopoly debate, where he asks the female moderator to join him in the shower. What's interesting is the Women's Equality Party died in this election. I don't know how many of you knew that. Cuomo created a party called the Women's Equality Party, so he could have another line to run on in this election. They did not get the 50,000 votes needed to continue on as a party. So that party is entirely dead. And I can't help but wonder if that's because women chose not to vote on that line because they endorsed Cuomo and he outright disrespected women, not only on that debate, but then he wouldn't even show up to the League of Women Voters debate at all, showing just a deeper disrespect for women and their rights to vote. So the Women's Equality Party is gone in New York State, doesn't exist anymore, just like the Upstate Jobs Party and also the Reform Party. Many people don't know what the Reform Party is or was. That was actually a party originally founded by Rob Astorino, also to get another line on the ballot. He called it the Stop Common Core Party, got enough votes to create another line. And then the party was taken over when they changed the name to Reform by some people downstate, essentially. Some downstate people took it, and they ran that party into the ground, too. So no more Reform Party, no more Women's Equality Party, no Upstate Jobs Party. Those three parties died in this election, and they died supporting the establishment, not the people of New York. So one of the things I asked you guys to do before running on the break, I asked you to make a commitment to yourself, make a commitment to others to not support somebody who goes against your principles and your ideals in the name of a strategic win, because that's what's breaking the state. That's what's causing these issues. And the next piece of that is not just people, organizations, and political parties as well. What we have today in New York is we have people giving blind loyalty to organizations and parties that no longer represent their values, that have forgotten their mission statements, and they're no longer doing what they say they are doing. So don't give these people money. Don't give them support. Find someone who does believe in your principles, who takes action on those principles, and support them, whether it's through volunteerism, whether it's through finances. I don't care what it is. Support those people, because we've built a culture in New York State where those people don't get support, and then we wonder why they don't win. So that's the next piece. But I want you to go a step further than that. What I want you to do is to find local candidates to support. And here's the thing. I don't care what party you support. I don't care if you're red team. I don't care if you're blue team, green team, gold team. I don't really care. What I care is that you take the time to support those people locally. And not just support them locally, but help them get elected. Build local voices out of the people who support your principles to start changing your government from the ground up. We need to take this state back. Seriously, what we have right now is we have establishment. That's it. Corrupt, dirty establishment with crony capitalism, backdoor deals, awful contracts that award just millions and millions and millions of dollars of our taxpayer money to people who don't deserve it for programs and contracts that probably shouldn't even exist. And if they should exist, we're paying way more than we should on them. So I ask you, find those local people. Find them. It might be you. You might be that local person that your community needs to stand up and say, I am going to do this. I'm going to run this race. I don't know what that race is. It might be mayor. It might be town council. It might be city council, county legislator, assembly seat, you know, Senate, any of those. Maybe town justice. I don't know what that seat is. You do. There is an election in 2019, about a year from now. Can you be that gold star for your community? Can you be the person that will stand up on principle, stand up on good values, and run that election and be a beacon of hope for your community? It's not going to be easy. For some of you, it might be. For some of you, it might be very, very easy. I'll tell you what, this last race I ran, it was anything but easy. I spent a ton of time away from my family, traveling the state, making personal sacrifices, making financial sacrifices. And you know what? I was still happy to do it. I was very happy to do it because I knew what I was doing was right, and I could go to sleep at night knowing that what I was doing was the right thing. But I won't pretend that it was easy. It was very difficult. It was a lot of travel. It was a lot of time. And you know what? It was the right thing to do. And I hope that it's the right thing for you to do, too. I hope that you look and you go, you know what? Yeah, we need change locally. Because if we start making change locally, we can grow that change. Larry and I talked often about starting local and spreading out that way. We would call it paint your county gold or paint your town gold. The color to me isn't as important. What is important to me is the principles and the value. So you might be a Republican and you might think that you're going to be a really good Republican. You're going to paint your town red. But as long as it's constitutionally minded values, liberty minded values, protecting the rights of the individual, having small government, less taxes, those type of values, please do it. I don't care if you do it as a Republican or a Libertarian. I don't care if you're a Democrat and you want to do it as a Democrat. That's amazing. I don't care what title or what flag you fly. What I care is that you support the rights of the individual and that you stand up in your community and you be a beacon of hope and a leader that others can follow. So that's why I'm asking you to do. But I'm going to just say it one more time. If you do this, regardless if you do it or not, make the commitment to yourself, to your family, to your friends, to your community, that when you run, you will not compromise your principles or your ideals for a win, because that's what's put us in the place we're in. So a lot of people have asked me, they say, Andrew, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And the answer is, I have a few plans, but I'm not 100% sure all of what I'm going to do. So I'll tell you what I plan on doing now, this post-election. The first thing I'm doing, I'm looking for 3 nonprofits to support. Actually, I found one already. One of the nonprofits I'm going to support is a nonprofit for one of the inner city schools. It's a school that's near and dear to my heart. It's World of Inquiry. They do education through outdoors. They take inner city youth out to the Adirondacks. They take them out camping, canoeing, and they teach them things and show them things that these children would never have had the opportunity to do. Inner city youth that have never been in the woods, never been camping, never seen nature outside of the concrete and the sidewalks of the city of Rochester. I believe very much in what they do. So I'm going to support them. I'm going to help them out as best I can to make sure that they can not only continue the programs they do, but they grow and that they're able to get more kids from the inner city to experience the outdoors and see what else there is. So really, I'm looking for 2 more nonprofits. I'm looking for 2 more nonprofits to support that'll help fundraise, help grow, that sort of thing. So I'd love to hear from you guys what nonprofits you support. I am looking for the Rochester area. That is my home. So if you have a nonprofit that you support, that you'd like to see me support, send me a message, call me, text me, whatever. Tell me about the nonprofit. We'll see if it's a good fit, see if they're looking for that type of support. That's the first thing I'm going to do. The other thing I'm going to do, I am going to do what I asked you to do. I'm going to find some local candidates to support. I am going to identify and help some local candidates, whether it's through fundraising, whether it's through training, helping them make connections, giving them guidance, helping them with their platform. I hope to find 3 candidates to support as well in small local elections, hopefully in my hometown or nearby, that I want to see be successful. We need to move the needle in New York State, the needle of tyranny. Let's move it. We are headed in the direction of tyranny. We are already there. We need to change the direction of the state. And that's what I'm going to do by helping 3 local candidates get elected into office. The other thing I'm going to do is what I'm doing right now with you guys, which is I'm not going to stop talking about the issues. I will continue to be a voice for all of the issues that Larry and I talked about supporting in this campaign. Whether that's contractors and speaking out against the scaffolding law, or motorcyclists and speaking out against our helmet laws and our light laws and laws that don't protect our motorcyclists, and also the the motorcyclists getting pulled over basically in a discriminatory fashion because they're on a bike. I'm going to continue talking about that. But not just those things. Talking about how broken our family court system is, issues with our DMV, the idea that we're pushing open source and blockchain out of this state, how bad our taxes are, how heavy our regulations are, our pension bomb, the idea that we need real criminal justice reform, suicide problems for our small farmers, SAFE Act 2, red flag laws, and actual healthcare reform. I am going to continue to be the voice for these issues in our state and continue to build on the momentum that we built in this campaign to push for real change. to push for real change. It's not going to come overnight, guys. We know that. Decades and decades of destroying this state. We can't fix it overnight. It's going to be a multi-year process. I will continue to be the voice for that. I will continue to talk about it. That's my commitment to you guys. That's why I'm doing here today. That's what it's all about. Now, to that end, I do want to talk to my Second Amendment people. I do. There's a lot of you out there. There's a lot of people who are upset right now. There's a lot of people who are really upset because they really thought that Team Red was going to win. And they compromised their principles. They compromised their ideals. They got downright nasty online. They shared lies that they knew were simply not true, all in hopes of winning this election. And not only did they not win, they got crushed. And they were hoping that if that happened, they could point the finger at Larry and blame him for splitting the vote. Well, here's the thing. That didn't happen. That did not happen. They had nobody to blame but themselves and the establishment for running a candidate that was so weak on the issues that people couldn't stomach voting for him. It was so weak on the issues that he couldn't come out in support of his own party, his own elected officials, and our rights. So yeah, that guy didn't get elected. And not just that, we've said that a Republican candidate statewide isn't viable. And people didn't want to believe that. They didn't want to believe it. So I'm going to reach out to all of you guys. We're going to be back here in a moment. And when we get back, I'm just going to tell you what I want you guys to do. So we'll be back here after this break on Radio Free New York.
There's a place in the village of Avon you and your critters will love. Whether they're big or small, whether they've got hair, fur, or feathers, Avon Feed fits every need. There's a full selection of pet foods for dogs and cats, bird feeders, suet, and all kinds of quality wild bird seed. Check out our frequent flyer bird seed program. Buy 10 bags of bird seed, get the next bag free. Choose farm feeds and great equine products like Blue Seal and Neutrina. Find everything for your pet from feeding bowls to toys, leads, collars, beds, crates, and tie-outs. Avon Feed and Supply has what the big pet chain stores will never have. Tim Cole and his great knowledgeable staff. And if you think you'll save money at that pet superstore, well, think again. While you're at Avon Feed, don't forget the two-legged pets with River Rat Thousand Island cheese and great flavors, including hard-to-find mean and nasty, plus once again nut butters, Nunday mustards, and Rickles pickles. Open weekdays 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4. Avon Feed and Supply, West Main at the bottom of the hill, just west of the Circle.
You're listening to Radio Free New York
on the WYSL stations.
All right, guys, here I am. I'm back here on WYSL. This is Radio Free New York. We are streaming on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And if you guys want to call in with questions, comments, or maybe you want to yell at me, I don't know. People are yelling at me on Facebook, not on this radio show, but in the comments. Maybe you want to call and yell at me. That's fine. 585-346-3000 or 866-552-1009. Just taking a quick peek at the comments here. I'm scrolling through. One guy, Douglas, says his local election was won by 100 votes. 100 votes. So if you think that your vote does not matter, let me tell you it does. Actually, last year in Monroe County, we had a primary determined by six votes. And I tell you what, I bet you there were people kicking themselves that they did not get out and vote for the candidate that they supported. Six votes. They ended up being absentee ballot votes determined that election. There was another race in a different part of the country. I think it was a gubernatorial election, actually. It was determined by 500 absentee ballots. Not 100% sure if it was a gubernatorial race or not, but it was determined by 500 absentee ballots. So your vote matters. It matters so much. It really does. Let's see. We've got one person saying they're celebrating that the Reform Party's gone. Yeah, a lot of people were pretty upset with the Reform Party. They kind of reneged on a few things, and they no longer exist. So Corey says, we're going to turn into California soon. Corey, I've got bad news for you. We're way beyond that already. We have been ranked 50th for freedom for years and years now. We are ranked 50th for freedom, and California banned plastic straws. That's right. They banned plastic straws, and we are still ranked worse in freedom than they are. I'm pretty sure our taxes are higher, too. So, sadly, if we became California, and this just hurts me so bad to say, if we became California, we might be better off. How sad is that? How sad is that? And then I've got another message here from Ted, who says, we've got a million and we've got to motivate another 6 million voters to get off their butts and vote. I agree. We need that. Why didn't those people come out to vote? Well, there's probably a few reasons. One is media. You know, media attention is hard to get if you're not one of the two big parties. And if the Republican candidate was a better candidate, maybe things would have been differently, but it wasn't. Third party candidates, and I'm not talking just Larry Sharp. You've got Howie Hawkins, Stephanie Miner. Those candidates struggled to get media attention. There are other countries in Europe that have 6 to 7 major parties. They get equal time. They show up for debates. Not just that, there are some countries that if you don't show up to the debate, your name gets removed from the ballot. And that's how those countries work. And I was just mind blown. I'm like, wow. Like, we talk about being a free nation. We talk about being just, you know, so good politically, which, you know, most of us know better, right? But this is what we talk about. This is what we brag about. In other countries, if you don't show up to the debate, your name gets taken off the ballot. And it's a requirement that the debates include all of the candidates. So, yeah, we've got some struggles here in New York. We've got struggles with the media, who makes major contributions to Cuomo's campaign. It's totally true. We have issues just reaching people. We have people on the rolls that never come out to vote. And that's a lot of what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach out to those people to motivate them to vote. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people in New York, and a year to a year and 3 months wasn't enough time. It wasn't, surprisingly. You know, we thought, oh, sure, that'd be enough time. It wasn't. You need way more time, a lot more resources. We need access to the media if we want to get a hold of these people and get them out to vote. But not just that, the people have to be motivated. Some people don't vote because there's just no motivation, whether they think there's nothing there for them. They have a defeatist attitude, which is my vote doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Well, tell that to the guy who lost by 6 votes. Tell that to the guy who won by 6 votes. Your vote matters. It totally, totally matters. Or my favorite thing that I hear so often is, yeah, I don't vote because it doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect you. Come on. Yes, it does. You pay taxes? Maybe, maybe not. If you don't pay taxes, you probably get benefits. Well, it impacts your benefits, impacts your taxes, impacts the roads, impacts every aspect of your life, especially in New York State. Your vote matters. Let me just see if there's any other comments to address before I move on here. One person said that the race really touched them. They want to fight. What do they do? I got to tell you, and I touched on this a little bit before the break, but I'll just bring it up again. The first thing is, make a commitment to yourself, to your family and your friends, that you will not support somebody who doesn't support your principles. Do not choose to support somebody or an organization or a party, whomever, just for the chance to have a win. Because when that person wins, it won't be a win for you. It won't be a win for your family because they didn't support your principles to begin with. The next thing is get involved locally. Support a local candidate or be a local candidate. You start doing those things, we start taking some local seats, the change will happen. And then, of course, the third thing, which many of you are doing all the time, is reach out to people. Let them know. Share everything. Keep the message going. Talk about these issues. So what I want to talk to is my friends in the Second Amendment community. I've been a huge Second Amendment advocate ever since the SAFE Act passed. That was my line in the sand. That's what woke me up. There's a bunch of angry Second Amendment people out there. Many of them are angry because Red Team lost, and they have nobody to blame but the establishment, poor candidate, and supporting a candidate that didn't actually support the Second Amendment, supporting a ticket that had an average... I mean, here's the thing. The lieutenant governor on Red Team had a D rating from GOA, Gun Owners of America, New York, a D rating, and these people pushed hard for this ticket anyways. They pushed hard for it. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. I hope that when this happens again, you look more critically at things. But not just that. We are now facing red flag laws in SAFE Act 2 in this state. You are going to start getting hit up by a bunch of Second Amendment groups who are going to want your support, and they are going to want your money. And I'm going to tell you this. These groups, over the last few years, have been largely ineffective. Largely ineffective. They've taken hundreds of thousands of dollars of New Yorkers' money, and we still have the SAFE Act. Now we're looking at SAFE Act 2, and we're looking at red flag laws. We need to look in another direction for success. Do not give these people your money if they have not truly supported the Second Amendment. Do not give them your money if they don't have a plan moving forward as to how they're going to protect our rights. Find an organization that you trust, that hasn't been involved in a bunch of shady stuff, that isn't bantering on Facebook and fighting and throwing and slinging mud on people. Find an organization that has a plan moving forward, a plan to actually fight, motivate, and get people out against these two laws. I have a few organizations in mind. I'm not going to share them with you today. I'll share them with you next week because I want to get an actual plan from these organizations before I say, go give them your money and go give them your support, whatever that support looks like. But really, be critical. I want you to look at this and realize that these are our rights we're talking about. These are rights that literally a few years ago we lost. We have rights that we can no longer have here in New York, that if you cross a state border, you get those rights back. And we didn't just get here overnight. People talk about the SAFE Act was signed into existence overnight. That's totally true. But the policies and strategy that we've used in this state is what has brought us here. So be critical, be vigilant. Don't just give your money to Second Amendment organizations who are showing up and asking for it, because I tell you what, these organizations existed before the SAFE Act passed. The SAFE Act passed right under their nose, and they have not been able to eliminate it. They haven't even been able to stop the hemorrhaging and the bleeding that we've had in this state because of these laws. So let's rally up. Let's hook up with our gun shops. Let's find some good Second Amendment organizations out there who have a legitimate plan to stop these laws come January. Because if we don't, we're looking at SAFE Act 2, which you can go back to the episode I talked about the 10 points in SAFE Act 2 and hear what that's going to be. We're going to have red flag laws, which a man this morning in Maryland was just killed when police came to his door to confiscate his firearms under the red flag laws. If you don't want this in your state, you have to do something different. So, guys, thank you so much for joining me here on Radio Free New York. I will catch you guys again next week. If you missed an episode or two, go to AYR.show or search Andrew Hollister on Facebook. You'll find everything live there. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Have a great weekend.